This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 416, How One Can Increase Writing Scores with Pronouns.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn the scoring difference that pronouns can make and find out how to use formal pronouns in impressive ways. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going well. Just dealing with some mailman dog issues, but hopefully he won't interrupt us today. How about you? How are you, Lindsay?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm excited for Memorial Day weekend coming up and just lots of exciting stuff, you know, ahead. So I'm doing okay. Yeah.
Do you have any exciting plans? What are you excited about?
Well, I'm on a wait list for a hike on Saturday. So that's kind of cool. Hopefully I'll get off that wait list.
A wait list for a hike? This must be some hike. A wait list.
Big hike.
Wow.
Big deal. Yeah. to go with this hiking group that I go with. So hopefully that, and then maybe just some time at the beach, you know, just spending some time by the water and relaxing and good nights of sleeping there. You know, when you can hear the ocean, you sleep better. So
yeah, that's true. You know what? You just inspired me just to go on a solo camping trip with my dog to the beach this weekend.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to try and make that happen. Oh, wait, it's Memorial Day. There's a wait list. I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, wait list. There's always a wait list. I bet our listeners are faced with wait lists to take the IELTS exam. I feel like we heard about that in Brazil, that happening at one point. There was some kind of a wait list or something, right?
Yeah, there was here for a while too. There are still wait lists in some countries. Yeah, like there are so many people wanting to take the exam. I remember having to talk about this last year because we passed on this information to you guys so you could make sure to schedule it like as much in advance as possible. And that is regardless of when, that is still good advice, you guys. Don't expect, don't save that for the last minute. First of all, you might just be on a wait list and you won't get to take the exam. And second of all, you need a deadline to form your study plan, right? You need a date to put on there so you organize your preparation time. So yeah, like if you can, guys, make a reservation today. Use this as your motivation.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you have certain goal score aspirations, it might take a couple of tries, right? We're honest with ourselves, right? Even with all the right strategies, if we want to jump from a 5 to a 7.5, that's probably going to take a couple of go rounds, right? That's
not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big jump. So you can do it, guys, but you really need to plan it out over a year or a year and a half, right? That's a long term plan.
If it were that kind of jump, at least, at least a year for sure. Yeah. So guys, plan it out. Be realistic with yourself. Okay, great. So after that little bit dire warning, we're going to move on to talk about a specific grammar topic. Like, we don't often talk about grammar, but this is directly connected to improving your score. So there was an excellent, excellent question in our closed Facebook group for our course. Our students are constantly impressing us just with the level of thought put in. Okay. So this person says, can I use the anaphora, which that was a new word to me, to be honest with you, just means reference. Can I use the anaphora, their/themselves as a gender neutral term to refer to one when writing? Because I remember that it is possible to use this collective pronoun as an anaphora. For a singular subject instead of his or her. And then he gives an example. When making a decision, one should bear in mind the potential consequences of their action. So using one and their, what do you think about that sentence?
I don't know, to be honest. So one should bear in mind the potential consequences of their action. So I understand it. I mean, I think this is definitely something that we could say because we understand that it's referring to the person's actions, right? It's referring mm-hmm. to this person. But beyond that, I don't know if it's grammatically correct, to be honest.
I think it is. I think it shows this a high level way of using pronoun reference. So guys, the reason why this very specific sort of niche topic about pronouns, the reason why this is important, it does matter for your score. Your cohesion coherence score in writing depends on your ability to not only use linking words and transition phrases, which we have talked about before, but it also depends on your ability to use pronoun reference, okay? And that it's not just saying it or him, because that's easy. That's band score 6. Everybody can use that. But you need to be able to use that formal pronoun one. I love that. Mm. Never say you, because that's informal. But then mm-hmm. Being able to understand that they, them, their, it can also be singular. We had an argument about this last year with some yes. students because they were worried. But yes, that is possible. Hello, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like all the strategies and tips and advice for how to increase your writing scores and become like Ani from Armenia, who got a 7.5 on her writing exam, or Vitor from Brazil, who got an 8.5 on his writing exam, go to our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System. You can access this at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Right. And it would also be weird if we repeated one again in that sentence, right? It would sound a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, I think it would still have the same score. Mm-hmm. One should bear in mind the potential consequences of one's action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's possible, but it's going to get the same score as using there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, guys, definitely practice using one in the place of you, right? Or people, because people's a low-scoring word. So say one should bear in mind. That's very high level. And then also remember that referencing ideas is very important. So saying this idea or that reason, right? Using that to reference ideas is also higher scoring because then you're not repeating an entire phrase. And that also, again, that's pronoun reference. That's something the examiner looks for in order to give you a 7 or higher for cohesion coherence.
Yeah, I love that. And to learn more, guys, about our grammar strategy and how to kind of approach grammar on the exam, you can come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. You could type grammar in the search bar and you could find a bunch of articles around how to approach it, right? It's not just as simple as just trying to learn everything there is to learn. We want to do this in a strategic way.
Exactly. So step by step, right? You need to know the differences between the scores, the cohesion coherence, the vocabulary, what the examiner is expecting. And by the way, the mailman is here. That is why there is continued barking. I just got my mail. But yeah, so you need to know what the examiner is looking for each score and to practice each skill individually, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so good. Anything else we want to say on the topic of grammar today, Jessica, before we wrap this up?
Well, don't be so rigid in what the rules were that you learned in your classes, right? Mm. So, for example, they is a plural pronoun. Yes, that's what you learned. That's not how we use it all the time, right? Mm. I'll link to that show in the blog post for this episode, episode 416, so you can learn more about that. And also, like, don't get hung up with these small little rules like the they as a plural or if I should put a comma before and, right? Commas are flexible. The comma rules are flexible these days, guys. We can't get hung up on these small things. That, like we talked about last time, that is how you could waste an hour of your prep time looking up grammar articles about punctuation. That's not going to increase your score in any way.
Yeah, totally. And if you're listening to Native Materials, guys, you're gonna get that. You're gonna hear how flexible certain things can be within Native grammar, right? So that's what we want to be kind of creating, that culture of thinking, exposing ourselves a lot to Native speakers actually speaking, listening to it. Okay, so we're not overanalyzing everything. Yeah, cool.
And reading model essays, reading, you know, Native speaker writing from a variety of sources, getting used to the flexibility of sentence structures and grammar and the possibilities, right, for where to put certain pieces, you know, put the adjective clause at the beginning. But, you know, there are so many possibilities out there that it's not, you know, in order to improve your grammar score, it's not about reviewing or doing worksheets about rules that you already learned, like verb tense. It's not about that. You know, you guys are at a level, you know when to use past simple, okay? We're not focusing on these things anymore. We're looking at it from a broader perspective, because that's how you're going to raise your scores, having these interesting structures in your speaking and writing, not just having a comma or not. Like, that's not going to make or break you.
Yeah, totally. We're focusing on what we need to do to get that 7 or higher and not going beyond that, because we just want to get to our target country and get the life we're looking for, guys.
Exactly. And that's why we are here, to get you there. So if you want to know everything the examiner is looking for, guys, and exactly what matters and what doesn't matter, what the rookie mistakes are that are ruining people's scores and wasting preparation time, and also how to use your time wisely, you can go to our course. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes, and we recommend the personal coach plan, because that way you get a chance to meet with Jessica at least twice and get feedback on essays and get everything you need to really be confident and to be ready for that test day. Cool.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So we will see you back on the show next week. Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
All right. My pleasure. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too. Have fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.